Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks of All Time, for free on ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History on ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Wait, how much is it? It's for free. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all commutes in between. And also home pursuits. Cole Sports! I am that man. That's right, your man. The illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And I'm here to bring you sports on another level. And on this episode, I'm going to bring to you... Is it over for the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals? Is it actually over for the San Jose Sharks in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs? Going to bring to you, of course, the Dolt of the Week. And I'm going to put a really worthy subject under further review. But for now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Cleveland. The Golden State Warriors put their stamp on the NBA Finals by going up 3-1 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They went into Cleveland in Game 4, Curry dropped 38, in a 108-97 victory. But that's not really the question. The question is, what's going to happen with Draymond Green? For the Warriors, they're now one win away from cinching what could possibly go down as the greatest single season in NBA history. In my opinion, it isn't, but for some it might. Dateline, San Jose. So now with the Pittsburgh Penguins up 3-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals against the San Jose Sharks, the question is, are the beards really working? No, that's not really the question. The question is, does the Sharks have anything left in the tank to go up against the Penguins? Well, of course, the Bay Area hopes the answer is yes, but it's looking more and more like the Penguins will cinch the cup, and the sweaters that are clad in gold and black will take the Stanley Cup and drink out that nasty thing all throughout the state of Pennsylvania and probably even in Ohio and West Virginia as well, and wherever the other players stay. But the Sharks still have a pulse, and the Sharks still have life. Dateline, Cleveland, again. So the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach, Tyronn Lue, had the audacity, the nerve, the unmitigated gall to say that LeBron James does not get calls. The press conference... After the Game 4 loss, the coach of the Cavaliers said, quote, he never gets calls. I mean, he attacks. Outside of Russell Westbrook, he's one of the guys that attacks the paint every single play. And he doesn't get a fair whistle all the time because of his strength and because of his power, and guys bounce off of him. But those are still fouls, and we weren't able to get them. But we got to play through officiating. Close quote.
Okay.
Email, Tyronn Lue. Subject of email. Think! Body of email. You have a 6'8", 260-pound man. He has the similar problem that Shaquille O'Neal had, who, of course, is taller and bigger, where because he was bigger than everybody else on the court and more dominating than everybody else on the court, the refs would take that into account and say, well, he could probably take more punishment. The same thing with LeBron James, but I guarantee you, You don't have to worry about it, Lou. LeBron complains enough to actually draw the calls out of the refs anyway. And who knows? After that whole thing in game four at the end of the game that he tried to draw something out of Green and then tried to draw something out of Curry, it makes me think that your complaint about LeBron not getting calls, I get the sneaking suspicion you won't have to worry about that after all, because you see, the most influential player in the game does get calls. You'll see. Just go to the boarding room. Just go to the boardroom in New York and you'll see how much LeBron James does get calls. So in terms of that, shut your mouth. Thank you. Cole Johnson, Cole Sports, ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Dateline, Oakland. Apparently, the two-time reigning and unanimous MVP, Stephon Curry, is getting a whole ton of backlash over his quote-unquote stylish shoe that came out in the market from Under Armour early this week. The Chef 2s basically look like, what can you say, the generic brands that you would run away from when you were a child because you wanted the Jordans and the Jordans looked better. Well, that Curry 2 shoe looks pretty much like that. People say that you can garden with them, that you can take yourself out the house and go to the mailbox and get the mail with them. But as far as a sleek shoe, a hip shoe that comes from and is endorsed by an athlete, not so much. Although Steph tried to pump it up and said, it's fire. My man, them shoes ain't fire. Show them why that you were the first unanimous MVP. And stop reminding them that you are only a shot. And now bad shoes. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Well, that's where the photo took place. But this actually has to do with the Denver Broncos. The franchise player, outside linebacker Von Miller, is showing his hard feelings, I guess you could say, by cropping the Denver Broncos general manager John Elway out of the ring ceremony picture when the team went and visited President Obama in the White House in D.C. Here is where the issue lies. Elway leaked that he offered Miller, I believe it was a 6-year, around $140 million, and Miller turned it down. This cat and mouse game is going to continue until Miller sits out the season and gets out of Denver. And whose fault will that be? Would it be the greedy player's fault, or would it be the stingy general manager's fault? But I can tell you this, the best player on that team needs to be signed to a long-term contract that is favorable to him and is favorable to the team, and they need to do it right now. When I come back, I'm going to touch on a wonderful subject. It just makes me smile when I think of it. Under further review, but immediately following the break, it is the Dolt of the Week. Sports. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on these social media platforms: Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, share, rate, review. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the five-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. Are you looking for that tool that pulls out the winner in you? What if I were to tell you that I have that very tool for you? I do have that tool. And I'm glad to share it with you. What is it, you ask? It is the 10 scriptures that can change your life, the sports edition. Come on and follow that journey as we tap into one athlete after another as they tell you the secret of what it means to be a champion. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Could Change Your Life, the Sports Edition, available on paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com. Cole Sports! Available on social media platforms everywhere and ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, oh, I am not going to waste your time. Here are your candidates for your favorite segment of this show, Dolt of the Week. Wait, I'm holding on. Something real small. Well, doesn't matter. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody. But I'm still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. You know how I roll. Let's get to those candidates, shall we? Now, there is the judge of the Stanford rape trial, Aaron Persky. He's up for this award for giving a rapist drug addict swimmer 6 months for rape with a possibility for parole in 3. Maria Sharapova. Really, this is a retroactive honor, because in March she was banned for a substance called, I think it was called melatonin, but she's really on this list for me, although she's now being banned for 2 years. Really, she's on this list for me because she took a substance that's supposed to actually be an aid, supposed to be something that makes her better, and her record, I believe, against Serena Williams and Grand Slams have been in the last 20-1-19. I guess the melatonin really did do wonders for you, Maria. Great job. And now you're suspended. How stupid. And John Elway. Now, I alluded to him earlier. He's being stubborn and wanting to hold fast to the demands of the team and not give his best player, Von Miller, what he wants. But the winner of this week's Dolt of the Week has been decided, and it is Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordan Ventura. And yes, your little beanpole behind is getting this award for 2 reasons. One, you have the nerve to think that because you are a pitcher and you have this ball in your hand, you have the ability to wing it at 90, 95, 100 miles an hour, that you can bean a player and beam him and scare him. And for two, when you actually try to throw at the guy and hit him, and the guy to whom I'm referring is outfielder Manny Machado of the Baltimore Orioles, you have the nerve to throw at him twice, not once, twice. Then later in the game, you actually do hit him in the middle of the back, you dot him. And then you have the nerve to not be a man, and when the batter charges from the home plate onto the mound, you get dotted with them knuckle sandwiches. And I laughed at that because I'm like, look at that. He thought he was a big, big bad man throwing this ball 100 miles an hour into the back of another baseball player, and figured, oh, he's not gonna do anything. And he's like, oh shoot, he's about to come with it. Oh man, I gotta throw. Pip, pip, no, pip, pip. Yeah, you took it. You're supposed to take it because you're being stupid. Your job is not to scare batters. Your job is to get them out. Your job is to, in a finesse manner, find a way to make sure that the batter cannot catch up to whatever you throw at him, whether it's a fastball, a slider, a curve, a knuckler, if you do throw one, an off speed, or a split finger. You find a way to get the batter out. You do not find a way to scare him. Because you know what? If you find a way to try to scare a batter, that batter is going to turn around and find a way to scare you. And Ventura, that's what you deserved. And that is what you got. You're wild. You don't have to be fastball only. Fastball inside or high and tight. You don't have to be that way. Be a whole lot more responsible than you're being. Do not treat players with such utter disdain and disrespect that you dot them. Otherwise, you're going to receive another batter wanting to charge the mound and put them knuckle sandwiches on you once again. And you know what? You would deserve it then too, just like you deserved it when Machado went upside your head with them fists. And I think it was unfair that Machado got suspended because he didn't deserve that. He felt his life was in danger. And you know what? It was. Getting hit with a ball coming 60 feet away, 100 miles an hour is not fun. And if you continue to do this, neither are you, Ventura. Get your act together or find a boxing coach because you're going to get your butt whooped. Keep hitting these batters. And you deserve to get whooped. Just straight simple. When I come back, I'm going to try my best, but I'm not going to make any promises. I'm going to have a smile on my face, but I'm still going to put this subject upon further review. One more time, my Colts Sports MVPs. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today, right now, for free, for free, for free, for free, for F-R-E-E, free. All you have to do is go on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and get your copy. Let me rewind that for you. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours right now, today, for free, for free, for free, for free, for free, for F-R-E-E, free. All you have to do is go on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Suit up, and that book is yours for free. So what are you waiting for? Do this one simple thing. Go get it! The thrill of victory. The agony of defeat. From the champagne being poured to the job not quite well done. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us as we pull back in history and bring those lessons to today and propel it forward into the future. That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Coming to a premium content platform nearest you. From journalists to analysts to athletes, all arenas in sports will be represented on this program. Come along with us as we ask the questions that you've always wanted asked and you get the answers that you deserve. Cole Sports presents Conversations, coming this month on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. Join me this week as we actually take Cole Sports visual. Cole Sports presents On the Daily. That's right, On the Daily. That's right, On the Daily. You'll get a little bit of this flavor on your screen. How good is that? On the Daily, weekdays on YouTube. My next podcast, we are of course going to delve deeper into the NBA Finals. Will the Warriors actually be celebrating in the Bay? Maybe, maybe not. Are we going to have a Game 7 between the Sharks and the Penguins? Or will Pittsburgh be celebrating? And we're going to get into more subjects and more subjects and more subjects. But that's for the podcast to come. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with this one. And I really would like to say that I want to talk about this, but I really don't. This is one of those I have to talk about. But we're putting this subject under and upon further review. Dateline, Orlando. 50 people dead. 53 people injured in a LGBT nightclub shooting this past Saturday has recently transpired. The shooter, and I'm not going to dignify him with actually saying his name, cased the place, studied upon them, went in and did what he did. Shot him with an AR-15 and, of course, other weapons as well. Imagine if you are in that area. And you don't have to be in Orlando. But imagine if you are a member of the Magic, or if you are a member of the Bucks in Tampa, or the Rays, or the Lightning. And that's just in the vicinity, because Tampa's roughly an hour away from Orlando. Imagine how you would feel if you were part of that area. Now, this goes down as the worst mass shooting in United States history. Understand, it is not the biggest tragedy in U.S. history. I'm not going to dignify that either with such a designation or a distinction, because it's not. My heart is heavy. My heart is full because there's 50 families that won't see their loved ones again. And there's 53 more that are praying that their loved ones come back, heal up, and go about life. But when you anesthetize yourself with this stuff, understand that there's someone else who is so glad that you want to only have sports be your thing that you blind yourself from the reality of everything else that goes around, that goes around you, and you write it off as, oh, but it's not LeBron dropping. It's not LeBron dropping 32, 11, and 8. It's not Curry dropping 29, 9, and 10. It's not those hideous shoes. It's not Von Miller demanding even more money from the Broncos. That's my world. No. No. Sports is part of your world. What is the fuller scope of your world is having a 29-year-old person think that he has to take out human beings because of the philosophy they hold within themselves as to how to live their life. And that he's doing it for a sick cause. That is the bigger world than nine-figure contracts, sports personalities, the uniforms they wear, the whips they ride, the honeys they pull, or the celebrity that's afforded them, or how gangster their Twitter account and their tweets may be. The Orlando Magic, classy as ever, they took to Twitter and they said, quote, "We mourn those that we lost and we are inspired by how our community has banded together. And I will be in solidarity with the hashtag I'm about to say. And I believe my Cold Sports VIPs and MVPs will be with me in lockstep, arm in arm, hand in hand with this as well. Hashtag pray for Orlando. My thoughts, my prayers are with each and every family member that has lost someone to this horrific tragedy. Each and every family member that is dealing with a family member that is healing from this tragedy. And every single American on this earth. And every single person on this earth. Because it takes everybody wanting to love one another, regardless of how they look, regardless of what they think, regardless of how they live. Orlando, you're in my heart. You're in the Cold Sports hearts. Continue to fight. Continue to fight, but continue always to love. If you happen to like this podcast or any one preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Facebook? That's at Cold Sports, sports with a Z. You can also follow me at Twitter at Cole_sports. Again, that's sports with a Z, or to my Canadian friends, it's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Instagram, Pinterest, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube. Like, rate, review, share to your heart's content. And don't be afraid to give me that 5-star review on iTunes. It raises the profile of this show. More importantly than all that, follow each and every one of those platforms I just stated before you. But I have to tell you, even more important than the subscriptions, the rates, and the reviews of this program, we hope that you enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sport. Cole Sports, a Cole Media production.